I'm trying to make the point that I, as a Sligo person, as citizen of this town, this city, have been denied the right to their harassment. But I want a democratic right to elect the mayor of Sligo, as is my right. As if the people of other towns and cities in Ireland can elect the mayor, then I should have the right, as part of this country, to elect the mayor as well. What's good?
Well, as the man just passed by there and shouted at us, people would say that Gene O'Boyle is the mayor.
No, Gene O'Boyle was offered a poison chalice, and he didn't realise. I have nothing against Gene O'Boyle. I think he's a nice person. I have nothing against the man. I wish him well as a councillor, but I think he's been hoodwinked into accepting this phony position of being mayor of Sligo. There is no mayor of Sligo until the people of Sligo are given the democratic right to elect the mayor of Sligo. The government have overlooked this town. They've given the right to other towns and cities, but they've overlooked Sligo. They've discriminated against this town, and I want the people of Sligo the right to elect their own mayor.
Well, as what you were saying then is that we have a mayor only in name.
He's a puppet mayor. He's not. I have nothing against. As I said before, I have nothing against Gino Boy. Nothing against the man whatsoever. He's a nice person, but I think he doesn't realise that he's been offered a poison chalice. He's not the mayor. He may think he's the mayor. People may say, if you say something long enough, it'll be believed. But that doesn't make it right.
But he's the chairman of the what used to be the municipal district.
That doesn't matter. He's a member of the county council, and the county council has never ever had the right to elect the mayor. Never. The mayor has always been elected by the urban council. The urban council has been abolished, and therefore also the position and chin of office of mayor has been abolished as well.